Hold it, fellas. That don't move me. Let's get real, real gone for a change.
It's time to get real gone on the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour. Here's your host, James Riley.
Hey, it's Jammin' James Riley on your favorite hour for great music and interviews. It's the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour. Coming up, part two of our chat with Nathan Belt.
That song, it comes from when you get to know me and who I really am off the stage. Are you still going to look at me and admire me the way that you do now?
Much more from Nathan as we talk about his band, The Buckles, and the new album, Ready, Set, Let Go. But right now, we're kicking things off with an Ameripolitan Spotlight. It's the Ameripolitan Music Awards Spotlight
on the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour,
highlighting some of the 2019 nominees. On the way in this segment, we spin tunes from Rebecca Jedd, Cheryl Desiree, Kevin Smith as he's backing up Ronnie Dawson, Jesse Daniel, and getting us started from his latest EP, the title cut, Coast to Coast. Nominated for Rockabilly Male, this is Pat Capocci.
The trees that hand she could really fly, so on with the eagle's wings.
Nominated for Honky Tonk Male, that's Jesse Daniel from his self-titled release, and Gracie Henrietta. This is the Ameripolitan Music Awards Spotlight, where we spotlight some of the nominees for the 2019 Ameripolitan Music Awards. It is happening February the 25th at the Guest House at Graceland in Memphis, Tennessee, literally right next door to Elvis Presley's Graceland. All of the info and all of the nominees can be found at Ameripolitan.com. Coming up, she's nominated for Outlaw Female, Rebecca Jed singing about that hillbilly jungle from her Cowboy Up release. Cheryl Desiree in the mix as well. She's nominated for Western Swing Female, Half White Trash, Half Black Sheep. It's from her Dreamy release. We'll start off with Kevin Smith, who's nominated for Ameripolitan Musician. He's played with folks like Marty Brom, Kris Kristofferson, Willie Nelson, Kinky Friedman, Wayne Hancock, Dwight Yoakam, and of course was a member of High Noon playing upright bass and harmony vocals, along with Sean Mincher on lead guitar and Sean Young on rhythm guitars and vocals. Sean is also nominated in the Rockabilly Group category with his group The Three Ringers. Now here's Kevin and the band with Ronnie Dawson, recorded at the Continental Club in Austin, Texas in January of 1998, in the tune Tired of Traveling. On the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour, Ameripolitan Music Award Spotlight.
time, half the space, half a his and half her face, half the chances, twice the heart, half white trash doomed from the start. Half the hugs, twice the touches, half the love and twice the shame. Twice the victim, half the justice, half a soul never the same. Rock-a-bye, baby, go to sleep. I'm half white trash, half black sheep. Twice the pain, half the pleasure, twice the terror, half the treasure, twice the questions, half the answer, half the drugs with twice the cancer. Half the hugs, twice the touches, half the love and twice the shame. Twice the victim, half the justice, half a soul never the same. Oh, rock-a-bye, baby, go to sleep. I'm half white trash, half black sheep. Twice the grit, twice the charm, twice the strain, twice the scars, twice the fire, half the fuse, half white trash done being used. Half the hugs, twice the touches, half the love, twice the shame. Twice the victim, half the justice, half a soul never the same. Oh, rock-a-bye, baby, go to sleep. I'm half black sheep, oh, half black sheep.
If I have to crawl, if I have to stumble, I'm going back to the hillbilly jungle. Hillbilly jungle, my heart and soul. Hey, big city, won't you let me go? You can done get lost, 'cause ain't no chicken with my stuck cross. The government can go to hell, and you can go to hell, Missy, you can go to hell too. If I have to crawl, if I have to stumble, I'm going back to the hillbilly jungle. Hillbilly jungle, my heart and soul. Hey, big city, won't you let me go? Officially grown, working as slave, minimum wage. Time for me to go. If I had to crawl, if I had to stumble, I'm going back to the hillbilly jungle. Hillbilly jungle, my heart and soul. Ain't big city, won't you let me go? Back home to the country, country.
Let me go.
back on the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour. Our guest this hour, once again, is our pal, Nathan Belt. We'll talk more about the new release, Ready, Set, Let Go, as well as his amazing band, The Buckles. But first, let's go back just a few years to a live release from Nathan Belt and The Buckles, titled Hold Still, recorded at the historic Nashville Palace, and their live cover of Good Rockin' Tonight.
Hi, this is Nathan Belt from Nathan Belt and The Buckles, and you're listening to my favorite hour of great music. It's the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour with Jammin' James Riley.
Well, I heard the news, there's good rockin' tonight. Well, I heard the news, everybody's rockin' tonight. Hell, I'm gonna hold my baby just as tight as I can. So tonight she will know I'm a mighty, mighty man. And I heard the news, there's good rockin' tonight. Watch me, man, hurry behind the bar. Don't you be afraid of that, I do you no harm. I want you to bring along your rockin' shoes. No, tonight I'm gonna rock away all my blues. I heard the news, there's good rockin' tonight.
Tell me about this—the incarnation of the Buckles right now, because okay. I know you mentioned Jimmy, and he has played with so many people: Webb Wilder and Billy Joe Shaver and Little Straitjackets.
Well, I tell you what, since we were talking about Jimmy Lester, a Nashville native, local, who grew up in this town, seen so many different things and experienced so many different things, has some of the best stories.
I can imagine.
You know, you go on road trips with this guy. Yeah. We go out of town and play shows, and we could just sit around and listen to Jimmy tell his stories for hours, and we just, he'll keep us in stitches, you know, with some of the stuff he tells. You know, some things I can't repeat,
I'm sure.
And, you know, some things are sacred, you know, still. But yeah, he's fantastic. He definitely, we joke about it. I love and admire Jimmy, but we do a joke about him having more mileage than any of the rest of us, you know. He started out, he played, toured with Billy Joe Shaver and did that for 9 years. What a career. In Texas, mm-hmm. and touring and playing all across Texas, man. And yeah, Jimmy's got great stories about that. But playing with Webb Wilder, mm-hmm. who's very well known here in Nashville.
Sure.
And then, yeah, he was a founding member, one of the guys who started the group Los Straitjackets.
Yeah.
And that became, that really took off, became a thing. And that was his career for a number of years. Mm-hmm. I want to say, I think he was in Straitjackets for 5 years, if I'm not mistaken.
I think you're right, yeah.
Yeah, he's done so much more than even just that. We talk about his drumming on Third Rock from the Sun. It actually occurred by coincidence. He was just happened to be in the studio at that time when they needed a drummer to just drum, do some, you know, solo parts, random solo parts, mm-hmm. surf style, and record some samples. And that's what he did, and it became the drum work on that TV show.
That's a trip.
So that's really cool. We're very, very proud to have him in our group. And of course, yeah, he played drums on all the songs on the album and percussion.
That's Cahuenga from the album The Velvet Touch of Los Straitjackets, featuring Jimmy Lester on drums, who's now a member of Nathan Belt and the Buckles. Our guest this hour is Nathan Belt. He's telling us about all the members of the Buckles.
Jared Manzo is our bass player, and Manzo was one of the first members of the group. He came in 2013. And Jesse Lee Jones introduced me to him, and he and I just kind of hit it off. So we're the same age.
Yeah.
And we're both from Texas. He lived in Texas for a number of years of his life, but we connected and really found a similar interest in the music that we both enjoyed and what I was wanting to sing and play, you know, in our show. And he just kept working with me. And then he suggested other players. As I mentioned, he brought in Wes Lang Lois and then Matt Boley and Jesse. Between Jesse and Jared Manzo, they're really the ones who brought me into the whole singing and introduced me to everybody. You know, Manzo brought in Jake Bradley to start subbing, and Jake became our guitar player. Now, and I got to mention, of course, talking about Manzo, fantastic bass player. When he started his career here in Nashville, he sold a merch for BR549.
Oh, sure. Yeah, okay.
And that's how he met those guys, and that's how he met Chuck. But that's when he had found an interest in playing upright acoustic bass. So at that time, we were using, you know, upright as the main thing we had in our band. But he was still kind of coming off the verge of a beginning when he joined me at the Palace. But he's developed into such a fantastic bass player, and he's really become one that's very sought after. You know, of course, before he played with me, he was started playing with Chris Scruggs, and then he began playing with Brazil Billy, and the two of us joined Brazil Billy later that same year. Well, I started subbing for Brazil Billy late 2013, early 2014, and then Manzo joined the band, I think, summer of 2014, somewhere around that time. I guess maybe that also helped our bond, you know, as far as the Buckles go as well.
Yeah.
And our friendship, and it just made everything, I think, a better in a way too. So Manzo brought in Jake Bradley and introduced me to him. Jake really enjoyed what we were doing. Now, at that time in his life, he, you know, wasn't in a place where he could dedicate himself to it full time. And we had another guitarist named Mike Wild, who was a fantastic and young, you know, hotshot guy coming up. And now he's touring and playing with different artists and has a great career, you know, going. So he's kind of moved on. But Jake came in behind him and said, you know what, I'm going to do this. I'll step in and take this full-time spot.
Yeah.
Wasn't too long after that when Jimmy Lester came in.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And took over from John Radford, who was our drummer at that time. Also a phenomenal. You know, through the long run, as far as our revolving door of musicians, I'm thankful that we've had some really great musicians. There's never really been any, you know, kind of third-rate, you know, players that come through. It's all been top-notch pro guys, and I've really been very thankful for that. That's fortunate for me, for sure. Yeah, Jimmy, Jake, Manzo, all played on the album. That's the band. That's the Buckles. And I wouldn't have it any other way, you know. And I played rhythm guitar. And now we have a new member, the newest member of our group, who is Micah Holscher. Now, Micah, a keyboard player, he tours currently with Margot Price.
Oh, very cool.
And he's her, you know, piano player, keyboardist. And he's also toured with Emmylou Harris, many other artists. But again, he's in that circle of friends, and he's worked with, in some capacity, in some way, with Manzo and Jake and Jimmy. And so we've all, you know, worked together at one time or another. But now we've all come together, and maybe it's just the respect and admiration, I think, that we have for each one of us. But there's this thing happening right now that's just clicking. When everything starts to fall in place and there's this vibe happening, and I can see it in our live show from the difference from when we were just the four piece to now having the keyboard come in. And our set list is increasing and growing, definitely becoming more entertaining. and now we're performing our original music a lot more often. In fact, you know, and no intention of dropping names here whatsoever, but I had played a show not too long ago where, what was the show? I'm trying to think of what it was, and we were talking about original music, and Chuck Mead came over to me and he said, you know, you need to be doing your original music in your shows a lot more often.
Yeah.
Yeah. Very sternly telling me this. And Chuck is someone who I look up to and admire. And I left after him telling me that, thinking to myself, man, he's right. Why am I not? What am I so afraid of?
Yeah.
Of doing, because there is some, you know, intimidation there. You look around and you've got all these peers who are also songwriters and they're all recording and they're doing their thing.
Sure.
But there's always, I am an overthinker and I'm a perfectionist. And so with music, this is my obsession. This album, it's been in the works for 3 years now. This is something I want to be right when I put it out there and people hear it for the first time.
Is it more comfortable to play the covers? I mean, was it more comfortable up to that point?
Oh, maybe? It's always more comfortable to play the covers.
Yeah,
you
know,
because that's been my whole life. Is I've since I was mentioning, you know, with the Opry circuit in Texas, I grew up since the age of 13 singing covers. That's what I've done my entire career, aside from my songwriter days, early Nashville days. So
I imagine that is hard.
It's nerve-wracking.
Your new stuff.
It's nerve-wracking. And I do have the intention of, and I'm planning on, with 2019, performing a lot more songwriter events and venues and songwriter nights, write-arounds, because it's time for me to be more involved in that world again.
Sure.
Reintroduce myself into that world.
We've got more with Nathan Belt coming up in just a moment. This is Jammin' James Riley, and you're tuned to the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour. Our guest this hour is Nathan Belt. We're talking about the new Nathan Belt and the Buckles album, Ready, Set, Let Go. Here's Nathan discussing the song, When It's All Over.
And I started writing things like that, and in other songs that we'll talk about. When I wrote When It's All Over, a lot of people talk about the person you are when you are on stage and the person you are when you're off stage, and how those two people are very, very different.
Yeah.
You know, that's where the idea for that song comes from. And, you know, I think about people's perception of me as an artist and only knowing me as an entertainer. I'm on stage smiling and, you know, performing as I do, and yeah, just being kind of happy-go-lucky and putting on a show.
Yeah.
Entertain, doing what I'm supposed to be doing, right? Making people feel good. And, you know, then when I go home, I'll be honest with you, and I don't mean this in a negative way at all, because I love my friends and fans and the people who support us. And I will, you know, take the time to go out of my way to say hello to somebody if they want to step over and say hello. And you know, I would not be standing on the stage and performing and playing music if we didn't have these people coming out to support us.
Sure.
I understand how important they are, you know, and but sometimes I want to go home, and or I want to be in that dark corner somewhere. I just
I completely understand.
I wanted to just relax, and I need to re-energize.
Yeah.
I'm one of those personalities where I use a lot of that energy and I've got to recharge.
Yeah, I completely understand. Even just from being at festivals and emceeing for a few days, because you feel like you're on all the time. And there's times where you're like running and hiding in a corner or going out to the car just to like getting away from everybody for a moment, you know.
Yeah, you know, When It's All Over, that song, it comes from when you get to know me and who I really am off the stage. Are you still going to look at me and admire me the way that you do now?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
It's like people look at you, they have this idea of who you are.
Oh, but, sure. Yeah. People look at a performer and think that they know everything about them based on their stage banter or performance or something.
And I'm not any of that. And some of these songs that I wrote, it's just like, I don't, you know, me personally, I think when I'm home, when I'm off that stage, I'm not what a lot of these people think I am.
And maybe that's why it's a little nerve-wracking to for the performer Nathan Belt to sing some of these personal Nathan Belt songs in a performer setting.
Yeah, yeah.
You know,
well, I'd say you're opening yourself up.
Yeah, yeah.
When I first started writing years ago, and I was going into these co-writes here in Nashville with other songwriters, someone explained it by saying it's as though you're going into a room and getting naked with these people.
Yeah.
You know, you're opening yourself up to them because you're opening your emotions up to people when you're writing songs. But like, I mean, you think about this. People, there's a lot of songwriters who don't like the concept of co-writes.
Yeah.
In fact, scheduled co-writes.
Sure.
Not co-writes in general, but in Nashville since the 90s, there's a system in place where you have offices where you go to write and you scheduled co-writes. 10 a.m., I'm going to meet you and we're going to write a song today. Now, that's great. That can happen. And there's some great songs that come out of that. But is that the way to really write music? Become sincere and something, you know, that's... And
because you can't really schedule anything else in your life, a lot of things happens. Yeah.
So these songs that we wrote, like Sabotage and When It's All Over and Money Makes the World Go Round, and they're very personal.
When the stage lights die and fade to black, when you meet the man behind the mirror, will the stars burn out there in your eyes? When it's all over, when it's all over, when it's all over, will you still dream of? Washes from my face when my words won't flow like a melody. Will I still have a place there in
all over. That's our guest, Nathan Belt and the Buckles. We're talking about some of the tracks from the new album, Ready, Set, Let Go. Here's Nathan Belt.
Hey, Temptation is another one. It's very personal for me because that's another thing that I've struggled with throughout my life is temptation.
Yeah.
But, and I relate it to other people too, because there's so many different types of temptation out there.
Sure.
And it doesn't have to be sexual. It could be anything.
Yeah.
And when I wrote that song, that was coming from a darker place in my life, you know, that I've struggled with throughout the years past. And, you know, and thankfully it's not something that I struggle with now, but it had been before.
Yeah.
But so this song, Hey Temptation, really kind of stemmed out of that and came out of those experiences. So in a way, this whole album, aside from the selections, there's songs that are on the album that I wrote, you know, my early days in Nashville, 2001 to 2003, 2004. But the rest of the songs are the newer or more recent material. It is really a personal diary. I mean, it's a personal album.
Yeah.
And so maybe that's why I'm so hesitant or anxious.
Yeah.
About putting this out into the world.
Well, it makes sense why it wasn't just a record you threw together in a few months, mm-hmm. you know? Yeah, that's a tough one when it's that personal to get out there, and then you probably have moments of self-doubt and do I really want this out there? I don't know. But it's a fantastic album, and I'm glad.
I'm glad that you like it.
Yeah,
You know, I was listening to it the other day, and I don't usually, I'm not one to go back and, one, I hate seeing video. I can't stand watching video. But I'll go back and listen to the album, and I just enjoy listening to the work of Jake and Jimmy, and man, Jimmy's drumming on that album. Manzo's bass playing, phenomenal. Jake Bradley's lead guitar playing is stellar.
Yeah.
Dave Coleman, who worked on the album with us, he did some guitar work as well. He did the gut string guitar on a song called Somewhere Over You. Eamon McLaughlin, fiddle player at the Grand Ole Opry. He plays with Wendy Newcomer, 50 Shades of Hay, different groups around Nashville. Super talented guy. He put these strings on the album and did a fantastic job. Of course, Micah, who is now a member of the band, he played keyboards mm-hmm. on the album, which it's mainly organ and Rhodes. Yeah, it's just stellar. It's the most professional album that I've ever put out.
Your lips tell sweet little lies. Your smile's a seductive disguise. But lying here in the moonlight less dark, it's still not as black as your heart. I've been drunk on your kisses like wine, surrendering to lust every time. But now I'm sober and numb to your ways. I'm turning my back to your gaze. Hey, temptation, get away from my door. I don't want you no more. Hey, temptation.
It's your source for rockabilly blues, early country, early rock and roll, and Ameripolitan music. This is the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour. We just heard Hey Temptation from a new album, Ready, Set, Let Go, that I'm talking about with my guest this hour, Nathan Belt.
I really like the ending track, a real rocking...
What You Do to Me.
Yeah, What You Do to Me.
What You Do to Me. I wrote that with Don Porthress.
Okay.
And we wrote that in Leslie Satcher's little, she had a little place over on Music Row. It was like a little house, you know, songwriter spot, talking about setting up a meeting, going to write. Well, I met him there, and that was, I think, the first time we wrote together. That was our first co-write, and we came up with that little song there. I wanted to just do something fun and kind of rocking.
Yeah.
And at that time in my life, I'd just come out of, I'd been doing rockabilly music. I'd come out of a show out of the Dallas area where I was playing rockabilly every week. And so after I did that is when I moved to Nashville. So that influence was still there and very strong.
Yeah.
So when we wrote this song, you can kind of feel that. It's got kind of a Jim Lauderdale vibe to it in some ways.
Yeah, I can see that.
But it was one of those older songs, and we went in. In fact, it was the first song we recorded was that song, What You Do to Me.
Wow.
And, I just played it for the guys, and they liked it. And we decided to kind of give it more of a... I had heard James Brown's recording of Good Rockin' Tonight.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And it's got this... you know, kind of...
Yeah.
Well, I heard the news... You know, and I wanted that kind of feel,
yeah,
beat. And I didn't realize it at the time, but it's very similar also to Elvis Presley's Hound Dog recording, studio recording of Hound Dog.
Okay.
It just, it's the bass line and the rhythm of the drums, that rhythmic feel that it has. And we did that with this song and really gave it kind of really this neat, kind of unique feel to it, vibe. And of course, Micah came in and put an organ on there, and Jake has a rocking guitar solo on it. But it's the closest track to what I would call rockabilly.
Yeah.
You know, which I do not consider us rockabilly artists at all. I don't consider us a rockabilly band at all. But some people that have kind of connected us to that world, and I guess because we play a lot of the oldies, a lot of the older rock and roll.
There's some
music.
Roots, and we're definitely
a roots band.
Yeah. The roots of rockabilly are stuff that you grew up. I mean, you talk about Buck Owens and stuff like that. I mean, there's definitely
Carl
some of that. Yeah,
those guys. Yeah.
So I mean, a lot of that shows up in modern Americana, Ameripolitan roots, and rock and roll, and so.
We do a lot of that early Roy Orbison music.
Oh, yeah.
And stuff like that. So
another good Texan.
Another good Texan.
Yeah.
See, that's what I'm saying. Like Buck Owens, George Jones, and Roy Orbison, and Waylon. People like that.
Sure.
There's something in the water in Texas.
Like this before, and baby, that's for sure. It ain't never knocked me down, spun me around and upside down like this before. You better lock the door. Come on, 'cause I'm thinking I like it. I'm thinking, I'll try it. I think I'm feeling weak down to my knees.
What You Do to Me. That's our guest, Nathan Belt, and the Buckles from the album Ready, Set, Let Go. So this is something to just almost like the first thing that comes to your mind. And I did this with Jim Heath recently of like, all right, let's role play. We're at the radio station. I've got to go for a second, but I'm like, man, we're going on the air in like 10 seconds. You pick the first song. First rockabilly song comes to mind.
Johnny Burnett and Rock and Roll Trio. Anything from them, I'd say I would grab All By Myself or Lonesome Train on a Lonesome Track.
You know what's funny?
That's what I would grab, yeah.
Jim said the exact same song, Lonesome Train.
Really? Yeah. Yeah. I mean, for me, honestly, the epitome of rockabilly, and this is just my own humble opinion, not that I have any expansive knowledge of rockabilly whatsoever, because I don't. But I look at Johnny Burnett and the Rock and Roll Trio, and I think that is the epitome. That is the definition, especially Lonesome Train. That song in itself is the definition of rockabilly and what rockabilly music is.
Oh, yeah.
If you are trying to introduce that or explain that to someone who has no clue or idea what it even means, rockabilly, which, believe it or not, there's a lot of people out there that have no clue.
Absolutely.
I mean, it's, you know, but that I would set that in front of them and say, listen to this. This is rockabilly music.
Grabbed a green-eyed dolly that was on the loose. While I did that music, well, she said to me too, I said, pretty baby, come on and let us do it.
Dixieland rock, Dixieland rock,
Dixieland rock.
Lift
your head and sugar, shake it
free,
and do the Dixieland rock with me. With the blue light shining on the swinging hips, you got the drummer so nervous that he lost the sticks. The cornet player hit a note that's flat. The trombone hit him while the poor cat sat. Do the Dixieland rock,
Dixieland rock,
hey, the Dixieland
rock, Dixieland rock.
Lift your head and sugar, shake it free, and do the Dixieland rock with me. Ah. Clock struck four, but she said, no, daddy can't leave the floor. She wore a clinging dress that fits so tight, she couldn't sit down, so we danced all night. Do the Dixieland rock,
Dixieland rock,
hey, the Dixieland
rock, Dixieland rock.
Lift your head and sugar, shake it free, and do the Dixieland rock for me. Lift your head and sugar,
shake it free. You can do a Dixieland rock with me.
That's Elvis Presley, Dixieland Rock from the King Creole movie and soundtrack. Before that, Johnny Burnett and the Rock and Roll Trio, Lonesome Train by request for Nathan Belt. The exact same song that Jim Heath picked just recently as well, so I had to play it again. It's that good. You've been listening to the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour. Stay tuned for more great music and interviews. And as always, it's Jim and James Riley saying keep on rockin'.